Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're talking about the subject called Healing, This is God's Will for Mankind, and this is part 7 of a 7-part series. The topic we're doing today is topic number 9, and it's called Hold On to Your Healing After You Receive It. This topic is a very important topic for people to understand about healing and receiving their healing. Many people lose the healing even before they receive it because they did not see it happen immediately. A lot of people understand that if I'm healed, I should see it immediately by God. Sometimes that happens immediately, but most times it's over a period of time. The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, that the things of God or in the kingdom operate by seed, time, and harvest. Healing is a process when we pray and believe and release a seed through our words. In other words, we say, by his stripes we are healed. A healing seed goes out and it starts to produce. But often we don't see that immediately. We need to know that healing is a process. Most of the time it takes time. Sometimes it's immediate, but not all the time. Let us now go to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26, starting at verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For assuredly, I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven also may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. This is the classical teaching on faith to the believer. When we pray for our healing, we are to believe we receive it, even though we don't see it or don't feel it. Walking by faith is to believe that you receive your healing, even though you don't see it with your 5 physical senses. Just like the farmer who plants a corn seed in the ground, it's planted and he knows he will have a harvest in time. The harvest when he plants the seed is not immediate. He knows it's a process and it will take time, but eventually he will have a harvest of the seed sown. So it is with healing. The seed of healing is sown by the mouth of the person praying or the person receiving, and it's a process of time, and then there will become a harvest when it's fully complete, it's time. Some people receive their healing only to lose it gradually as their enemy starts to convince them that they did not really receive their healing, and he does by putting pressure on the old symptoms of the original sickness back onto the bodies, and at the same time puts those thoughts into the person's mind to get the person to start doubting and then saying and confessing, I guess I wasn't healed after all, and this is the beginning of the process of losing their healing. What I'm saying here is, once you are healed, the devil doesn't want you healed, so he'll put the symptoms back onto you and then start to put thoughts into your mind that you weren't healed. And then when you start to say, I guess I was not healed, you actually stop the healing process, or you allow the door of sickness to come back into your life. Be careful not to say, I guess I was not healed after all. Remember, healing is a process of time. When the thoughts come to you that you weren't healed, you are to say, no, in Jesus' name, I was healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I am receiving in the process of time my full healing. We are to resist this attack by standing on our ground and fighting off the symptoms by the word of God and the thoughts while we're still thanking God for the healing. This is how to keep your healing. Healing is a process or a miracle. This is also spiritual warfare. The person was really healed the first time, but as they lose the healing, it makes it almost impossible a second time to get healed. Why? Because the person says and thinks that they were really never healed the first time, and so doubt and unbelief block the believing and the receiving process a second time. For Satan to steal your healing, he has got to make you think you were not healed the first time, and then for you to start confessing, I guess I wasn't healed. When this happens, you open up the door for sickness and disease to come back in. What we have to do is stand firm and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I have been healed and I am receiving my healing, which is a process of time. Thank you for being with me throughout these seven parts. I hope you've got a much better understanding now of healing, how to get healed, and how to hold on to your healing. Thank you, and God bless.